the fact of the matter is that we think more like tactic and strategy about the thing, about the outcome and the goal and the iron, but we're not thinking about the fire. Like, how do you keep your fire hot? Like, regardless of what iron you're going to have where, you need to be thinking about what's going on in that fire and is it windy? And I think that's the part where your fire, that is your balance, that is your expectation, that is your boundaries. And also, I mean, there's other things that go into that too.
Welcome to Cowgirls Over Coffee, where we encourage and equip women to embrace the process and practice of tackling daily demands, actually executing on our plans, and taking action on the most audacious goals that we can come up with without sacrificing our peace and staying rooted in our purpose. These are conversations for doers, for those of us who refuse to settle for less than we absolutely know we are capable of achieving. For women who are cultivating thriving homes and businesses side by side. I'm your host, Thea Larson. Grab a coffee and sit down. We have so much to talk about.
Okay, I am really excited for our conversation today because I have Jessie Jarvis here, who is the founder and really driving factor behind Of The West. And if you don't know what Of The West is, just chill for a hot second because you're going to want to know all about it and we're going to share. But I just wanted to have Jessie come on and I will let her introduce herself in the event that you don't already know or follow her on Instagram and tell you a little bit about what she has going on. Because I think these conversations are so important for us to have as Western lifestyle, agriculture, rural women, what it's really like to create an actual business, right? What it really takes to create an actual business while living this really high demand lifestyle that is required of us when we're filling these roles as moms, daughters, ranch operators, small business owners. I mean, there is a laundry list and we have all these competing priorities and there's always emergencies because plans never go as planned as we know, and especially not in our lifestyle. So I think it's important for us to have these conversations where we can share like that this wasn't easy for me. And it's okay. Like where you're at is totally fine and it's doable. And just really feel like you are seen and heard and that things are possible. Things are possible. And also, I love to introduce you to people who are creating resources for us that are going to help you move the needle forward. And that's really what Of The West does as far as your career. And then just recently, Jessie, you guys have opened up the directory, the first phase of the directory. So I think this is going to be something if you are a content creator or a freelancer, you're going to really want to hear about what Of The West has going on to help connect you with opportunities. And if you're a larger brand or business, connects you the other way around with these women who you may not even know exist that have incredible talents that they want to share with you. So welcome, Jessie. That's my long-winded spiel, but I'm just going to let you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're coming from, and you know, just like whatever your elevator pitch is, your quick rundown of the West.
Oh, well, thank you so much for inviting me and having me on. I'm always honored anytime I get to do this. So my name is Jessie Jarvis, and I am a wife, a mom, and a third-generation rancher. We live in southern Idaho on my family's ranching operation. My husband, Justin, comes from a family of ranchers as well. So it's definitely something that is in our blood. And I was an only child. I grew up with my parents. I was highly involved and very active in our ranching operation. And then I went to college and I lived and worked in the big city for a few years. And about 3 years into my career, the opportunity provided itself to where I could come home and be full-time on a ranching operation. So I came back in, I think it was 2013. So 10 years or over 10 years now that I've been home. And then not long after that, about a year or two after that, Justin and I got married and we've had some kids since then. And I love being able to raise my family in a ranching operation, obviously, first and foremost, because there's nothing like this lifestyle. But then also being able to raise my children the same way that I was raised, as far as like being on our home operation, that is something that I don't take for granted at all. I am so blessed and very thankful that I have the opportunity to do that. So Justin and I, as we've well established now, we're ranchers. We ranch alongside my parents. But I am somebody who I think that idle hands are the devil's work. And so I have always been somebody who has had some kind of project or, you know, side business or whatever it is going on in my life because I can't sit still well. I had a Western fashion magazine along with a couple of other partners, and we sold that in 2020. And that kind of provided the foundation or the beginning for then what was able to become Of the West. So we had just sold this business. I was kind of in this middle period, if you will, of having something off of my plate, having room for something else. And I had the idea of the West. So we launched in 2021. And what Of the West is a job platform specifically for people in agriculture and Western industries. So We really pride ourselves on being a connection point for job seekers and employers. We also are a connection point for resources. If you are somebody who is, you know, maybe you're looking to apply for a job, but you need some resume tips, we have those types of resources. Or if you're an employer and you want to create an internship program, we have those resources. So connection is something that is huge to me personally and is also just on the forefront of what Of the West is. And then, yes, you mentioned the directory. So we just launched that recently. And what the directory is it's a place where you can go to connect and hire freelance and contract talent. Right now, it's more of a creative directory. So photographers, videographers, web designers, journalists, graphic designers, event speakers, those types of what we consider to be creative-based businesses that you are typically looking to hire maybe on more of a project basis versus a traditional full-time or part-time role, which is a lot of what we see on Of the West. So that is the long and the short of who I am and what I do.
I love it. I can 1000% relate to like, oh, I have a little bit of margin in my life. So I need to fill that with something else I have going on because God forbid that I just sit still for a hot minute, right?
White space? What is white space? I don't know.
I feel like that is such a common theme too among women who are either raised in or drawn to this lifestyle. Like if you are drawn to, and I think it goes across the board, like the rodeo lifestyle, the ranching lifestyle, like it's just full of women who are doers and want to do more. And we have these super high expectations for ourselves. And I think sometimes that's where we run into a little resistance as well, because we know what we're capable of. And I don't think that the confidence is necessarily lacking, but then actually making that work within the constraints of the things that we have going on. Because again, like I said, it's so high demand in this life and there's so many external circumstances and unexpected things that can pop up. So I know that that can be a real hurdle and it can be really defeating for people as they're trying to, you know, make progress and like move the ball down the field, especially even with their ranching operation, if they're wanting to make changes there or build a small business, or even if they're just wanting to do creative work like blogging or influencing and that sort of thing. So I would love to know, Jesse, like if you have any like tips or if you can share any personal stories or anecdotes about like what you've done in order to manage your time and your expectations to create something. Because Of the West, you kind of downplayed it a little bit, but you are like the job site for some major organizations like the AQHJ and that sort of thing, right?
Yes, yes. So, you know, that's such a good point because I think that we, those of us who are either raised in the lifestyle or passionate about the lifestyle, you are a doer. And I think that one of the fibers that is threaded into that is your work ethic. Your work ethic and being a doer go hand in hand. And if you have a strong work ethic, there is also some kind of tie that means that you are going to be somebody who strives for, and I don't want to call it perfection, but you're going to win, right? You're kind of competitive. I don't necessarily know that you can have that work ethic without being somebody who, if you're going to do something, you are going all the way. So the point that you bring up about being people who have multiple irons in the fire, it is natural for us to want all of them hot at the same time, right? Like that is just who we are. And the reality is that we can't, right? I mean, I know that women always roll their eyes at balance or the word balance. And we all are kind of aware that there's not really any such thing as balance. And I think there is, but I think that maybe in our minds, we think like, oh, it's this like flawless feeling. And I don't think balance is that way at all. I don't think it's something that is like this perfect, easy feeling flow. And that makes me sound like I'm some like hippie child, but like it is not comfortable, if you will. I think it is very uncomfortable. And I always liken it to I have paper plates and I have china plates. And depending on what season of life I am in, I know what is paper and what is china. And obviously I can drop the paper and it is going to be able to be picked up at some other time. But if I drop the china, it is going to shatter. It is not, it's not fixable if I don't keep my hand in it in some way. And obviously those plates, you know, some things are paper today and they may be fine china tomorrow. And so that is one of those ways that I have really kind of wrapped my head around how I stay present in all that I do. And I will also be the first to say, you cannot say yes to everything. You also have to have boundaries. And that is something that I think that we are all a work in progress on. If somebody tells you that they have really strong boundaries, like I would maybe question that a little bit. It's kind of like when somebody tells you they're funny and they probably aren't.
By definition, like where are you
going? Right. I think I'm funny too, trust me. But I think that's one of those things is that you can't be somebody who says yes to everything. You've got to have some hard stops. And what I had to say yes to 10 years ago as we were getting Western Runway up and running is now a completely different thing that I have to say yes to as of the West. Or maybe what I would have said no to back then is now something I have to say yes to because I am in this new place of starting a little baby business. It's not like, you know, I don't necessarily think of it as stairs as when you get to the top, you're up there. It's a much more, what is this hand movement that I'm making here? Like a much more like, yes, wave, like an up and down. Like I may have gotten to my point, to a point in my life in a different business that now I'm kind of back at square one and I have to, you know, start from the bottom. And so again, that was a very long-winded way of answering that question. But I will say, you mentioned managing your expectations, and that is huge. That is something that I have really realized, not even my own expectations, but other people's expectations as well. That is one of the hardest parts of the West, and honestly, of any business that I've ever been a part of, is making sure that everybody is on the same page and managing those expectations. That's obviously kind of a part of customer service, if you will. But I think that if you were to ask me what are the biggest problems that I've ever had to deal with people, whether that was in Western Runway or, you know, any business that I've worked in or in of the West, and it's people's expectations. They think that they're going to get a different result than the result that you're able to provide them. And I think that being able to manage expectations and do that on the front end versus the back end is absolutely huge. And the number one way of being able to do that is being somebody who's an upfront communicator. And I have learned that the long way and the hard way. And that's how I feel on management and expectations. It's one of those things that's like the key to success in my mind.
First of all, you're speaking my love language because you're like balance, boundaries, expectations. And I'm like, yes, these are all the things. And I feel like those are the hidden underpinnings of that. Like we talked about like being a doer and having all these irons in the fire. And the fact of the matter is that we think more like tactic and strategy about the thing, about the outcome and the goal and the iron, but we're not thinking about the fire. Like, how do you keep your fire hot? Like, regardless of what iron you're going to have where, you need to be thinking about what's going on in that fire and is it windy? And I think that's the part where your fire, that is your balance, that is your expectation, that is your boundaries. And also, I mean, there's other things that go into that too. And I love that you touch on balance too, because I feel like balance is such a dynamic thing. Like balance is achievable, but it's a verb. Like you are actively pursuing balance. Just like you don't get to a point and you're like, you said, it's perfect and everything's here. I am balanced. You're walking that tightrope and you're wobbling always, but you're making those choices. And again, that's like, you know, what are my priorities right now? What needs to go on the back burner right now? And what needs to go to the front? And by being really clear in your own expectations for that, that's how you know you're in the right place without second guessing yourself. Because I feel like that self-doubt can creep in when you start wondering if you're not being a clear communicator and not holding up your boundaries and things. And that's when the fire cools and you're not able to keep any of those irons hot.
Oh, absolutely. And I will say it is a lot easier to keep a fire burning than to have to relight that thing from scratch. We all know this. How many women with actual wood fireplaces, it is a pain in the butt to start the fire. But it's easy to just throw another log in and keep it hot and keep it going, but never let the fire die.
Don't let the fire go. If you have one takeaway, don't let the fire go out. I think that's just, again, so important when we're thinking about this, because it's very easy for us, especially with social media. And you guys know I'm a fan of social media because it has given me friends. When I live in a place where I can't see everyone all the time, and the extrovert in me just really hates that. But I love like being able to connect with people like Jessie and other women who are out there. But it's very easy for us to start assuming things about those people's lives, that they don't have challenges, they don't have hard times, they don't have, you know, family drama going on, they don't have obstacles that they have to overcome in their businesses. So I just really want to bring it back to a place where like we're real people, and it's about these core pieces that we have going on that allow us to make the progress we want to make in bringing our biggest dreams to life.
Oh, amen to that.
So I really want to have more conversations around that. So as we talk about this, Jessie, and I think this leads right into what Of the West does, because I think, again, having all of those, like, what can I do? I want to be a doer. Of the West really supports women both in the careers and in people who have an independent business or a freelancing business or that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are one of those companies, and I'll be honest, it's kind of hard to be a company like this because we have two separate audiences. We have our employer audience, who we're always trying to get new employers to post their jobs on Of the West. And we also have a job seeker audience. And it is very different because job seekers, they're looking for jobs, right? And so we have to communicate with both of those in a very different way, but we have to have both of those in order for things to keep running. It's like a rowing team, how you have a set of rowers on either side of the boat. You can't just have one. You're going to spin in circles. You've got to have an equal number of both, or an equal ratio of both, to keep your boat moving forward in the right direction. And so that's one of those things that we really struggle with, is just continuing to make sure that, okay, well, we've focused a lot on employers now. So now we've got to make sure that we're putting attention on those job seekers and whatever their needs are. And especially as we continue to grow and scale. But yeah, that's one of those things that on the employer side, we want to ensure that we are able to connect them with really good talent who is either knowledgeable about the industry or has passion for the industry. Because in whatever recipe there is out there, you either have to have experience or passion. Your recipe is not going to work for very long if you hire somebody who isn't knowledgeable about the industry, have experience in the industry, or is passionate about the industry. They're probably not going to stick it out with your company very long. And on the other side of that too, we know how many people are job seekers and who want to work in agriculture and Western industries, and who want to continue to further those so that the next generation can take over. And in doing that, we have to provide them with easy opportunities, or easy to find opportunities, because there are a pile of opportunities out there. But it's a pain in the butt to think of, I want to go work at company A, and I go to company A's website and I scrolled all the way down to the bottom of the page and I hit their careers button, and maybe their career page hasn't been updated in 3 months, or maybe it hasn't been updated in a year, right? We've seen those. Or maybe they have no jobs, but they actually just had a job yesterday. And if I would check tomorrow, they would have a job. It's just the one day that I'm checking, they don't. And so then you go through the whole alphabet of companies that you want to work with. That is a daunting process. It is not efficient. And there are just too many gaps for people to fall through the cracks. So by bringing a single platform where companies can come to post those positions, job seekers can create one account. They can apply for any job that's on the site, or they can be taken off the site to apply. But again, with one account, you don't have to go to every single company's website to try to find what you're looking for. And then on the directory side of things too, we know that there are a pile of people out there who are looking for customers or clients, but aren't necessarily looking for that traditional full-time or part-time role that we talked about earlier. So how are they supposed to get themselves out into new networks or find new opportunities without responding to everybody's Facebook post about, I'm in search of XYZ, right? Because we've all made those. If you're looking for a graphic designer, or you're looking for a photographer, hey, I'm in search of this. Well, that's also not an efficient way to run your business, because if you're just sitting on Facebook, you're not getting anything done, right? You're hoping that your customers and your friends are throwing your name out there, but there's no way for you to capture all of that. So bringing people to one single place where people who are looking for creatives can find them. And again, bringing those people to one spot to where creatives say, I can list my business here, and I am putting myself out there in front of the ideal audience that I want to work in or work with.
I really love, and thank you for sharing about that, because I want if you're listening, I really want you to understand what the mission behind Of the West is. Because I think as we sit here as women, we know very well there are so many women who are living rurally on ranches and farms that have the bandwidth and so much experience and so much passion and so much knowledge to do something else. I mean, it's very underserved when it comes to employment and opportunities in that space. And so this really fills that gap. And you've put yourself in a tough position. Like you said, you've got your employers on one side. I totally feel this. Like, having my past career in sponsorship, it was like, you've got your sponsors on one side and your property on the other. And you're kind of like, both at the same time. But I love the mission behind this, because this is how we have opportunities. And I know so many women are sitting there being like, hey, I want to grow my ranching operation, but we need income. Like, we need another source of income. And I have the time, I have the bandwidth, I have the skill, I have the knowledge, I have the passion, like what you're talking about, Jesse. But like, where's the opportunity? I think this is an integral piece to seeing our ranches continue to grow and to flourish, to allowing women to have their families, because there's nothing like this lifestyle. I mean, we joke about it all the time. Like, no one is in ranching for the money, right? But it's funny because it's true. But this just really fills the gap in that way to serve these women so that we can, like, on the other side, like, I feel like you said this at the beginning, like, you're a rancher first, right? Like, that's where, like, your heart is really rooted in the ranching and the opportunity to ranch and raise your kids in the way that you were raised. And I think that Of the West is providing an opportunity that people can leverage for their operation as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that is one of those things, not that you asked me this question, but I am going to say, I think that there are so many talented people in rural America, right? What most companies, yes, there are small businesses based in rural America. I do not want to get that twisted, but large companies, right? They have to be centered around populated areas because that is where they're going to have a larger job pool to pick from. And we know that jobs and companies, you can't scale your business if you're not going to have access to great people, right? But at the same time, I think about how many women live in rural America, and I'm stereotyping here, but they live on their husband's family's ranching or farming operation. They live in a small town. They don't necessarily, there's not a place for them on their operation, right? Because they're the in-law, if you will. Uh-huh. And so what are you going to do? Your opportunity is probably to go work at the school, to go work at, there's going to be a clinic in town there. Yeah. I mean, there's going to be a few small businesses, maybe the gas station, but nothing that is really like speaks career to your calling. Yes, exactly. And also something that fits in with your lifestyle to where you can go, you know, cook for your branding meals and, you know, continue to fit all of your life in. And I think of how many talented people are out there who are just waiting to be picked. But they can't put themselves out there because they know their life has so many stipulations and they wouldn't be able to give whoever they are working for the 100% because they don't have that same expectation, if that makes sense. Absolutely. And so I'm so excited for one, what the directory is going to do, because it is going to allow those people who are a little bit creative. And we also do have a professional services side coming. I should add that. So I don't want to only talk about creatives, but I think of how many talented women are out there who are badass graphic designers who could probably take on a few extra projects a month, but they also don't necessarily want to go through the process of, well, then I have to create my business and then I have to continually market my business. And it makes it such a bigger step than the, you know, the three or four side projects that they would have time for that month. So that is one of the things that I am just so excited about as far as who the directory is going to be able to serve and continue to connect.
I feel like I just want to like make little emoji preach hands, because this is why I got so excited about Of the West when you started doing this, because 10 years ago, I'm like, literally, you described the exact same situation. Like 10 years ago, when I quit working full time, I was a general manager for the Greeley Stampede. So my experience is all CEO, GM experience. And then I moved to rural America and I want to be here even before I had kids. It wasn't, I mean, I can't drive 2 hours each way to go have my career. And even then, the opportunities were really limited. So that's when I quit my job and I started working for myself, which is awesome. But really quickly, we learn that whatever our passion is, like whatever, if you're a graphic designer or you're a photographer or you're a writer, like the barrier to that is like you have to build a whole business. Now, I get really excited about that because of my executive background. So give me all the marketing and all the management and give me the data and all that kind of stuff. But that's a huge barrier. And if you're trying to fit some work into some time, like you don't necessarily have time to, or the bandwidth, and that's where you can get defeated so quickly as well. So I think like you just hit the nail on the head when you're talking about how you are serving these specific women in these communities, because I hear it all the time. And especially like being in Cowgirls Over Coffee, everyone who is trying to start their own business and things, like it is a slog. It is really hard to do all of those things. And having a platform, like a lot of women have zero desire to start their own business. That's cool too. And when we have a tool like this where we can connect with, and I mean, I'm taking a breath because I get really excited and I could go down a whole rabbit hole. How I would like to like teach employers like how beneficial it can, like if they had like a flexible work structure, and we saw people kind of go to that in COVID, and I got super excited about it because in my experience, I learned how much I could get from a part-time or an intern. And I moved out to the rural area and I was like, oh my gosh, this is the same thing. And I know that now I'm getting really annoyed because like they're doing all this dialing it back and being like, oh no, remote work doesn't work and you need that, which I get upset about. And I'm trying to like,
no, I am going to follow you on that tangent, because I will say, if you are an employer out there listening and you have been hesitant to adopt remote work, I am going to tell you, start with your graphic designer. There is no way that your graphic designer is going to be creative between the hours of 8 and 5 and in the four walls of their cubicle or their office. Start with your graphic designer, especially if you are an ag or Western company, which chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, I have a feeling you are. You want the person who is creating the creative assets for your company to be immersed in the thing that you're wanting them to do. So if you are a ranch-based company or you have customers who are ranchers, why wouldn't you want a graphic designer who is at home on her ranch, who is the person you are trying to speak to and can visually create that for you? Like, that is the easiest way to break into the remote opportunity, because creatives, especially on the graphic side of things, they may be early birds. They may be night owls. Chances are 8 to 5, not their ideal time to thrive, especially when they have all of the other people in an office and those four boring walls that we talked about earlier. Like, get them out, get them into your culture, get them where they need to be. You are going to find the best graphic designer if you open up that position as remote and let them be in the place where you need them to be. That follows up your soapbox moment for you.
I know. I feel like this is like a whole other, I'm not like, we need to have a, so
is this even what we were here to talk about?
No, but that's why I love these conversations, because that's why I'm like, I'm always hesitant when I do these interviews, because I'm like, I don't do like a set question thing. I just want to see what we talk about, because then I'm just going to have to make you come back and we could talk about how,
yes,
you change the whole world, because it's not enough to just like have a hot iron. We have to
act no.
The entire structure of the world. It's like just, it can't be that hard, right, boys?
No, we've got it. We've got it.
But I do think that the other side, like what you're saying about the graphic designer too, is what they're missing is those people, when you hire those people, they're living it too. So if you need, like they've got everything they need to create Western-inspired designs or photographs or anything, like it's all right there at hand. So you're not having like to get props or have location shootings and, you know, all of those things, or get people to go get their horses. Like, it's all right there for them. And I think that's why it's such a powerful tool that these larger companies can leverage. And I think they maybe got a taste for it when they started dabbling in like collaborations with influencers and things. But if we can take it one step further with programs like Of the West Has, where you actually have freelancers that you're using in that way, I just like, yeah, if you are a business owner and you have a, you know, larger business brand company, check this out, because I think that this is a game changer across the board. Like, it's just win-win.
Oh, well, thank you. I can't tell you how much those words mean, because as you know, when you're in the trenches, you can't see the forest through the trees. And so even though I know Of the West is successful and we're doing a good job, like I'm still in the trench, and it's always rewarding to hear that from other people.
I feel that like I run off validation, like just like, yes, this is not even like, oh, you're doing great, but like, this is smart. This will work. You're doing a good thing, because
yes,
when you are in it, it feels, and I think that is another piece of the puzzle, because when we are living the ranch ag lifestyle, we're not around other people being like, oh yes, this is good. You're kind of by yourself. And I think this is an entrepreneur, solopreneur issue as well. You're like putting your content out there in the world, and you're like, am I on the right track here? Anybody? Like, does this feel?
Oh, absolutely. And I will also say, even for people who don't want to be their own business owner, but they think that they want to work remote, because we see that a ton in what we do. Not everybody is a great fit for that. Just like not everybody is a great fit to own their own business. If you are somebody who thrives off collaboration, like if you find yourself at the water cooler most of your day, I am here to tell you, owning your own business and or working remote is not the life for you. There are days where I go from 8 to noon and 1 to 4:30 without saying a single word. Like, I do not say a word out loud. If nobody calls me that day, if Justin doesn't come home for lunch, like, I don't see another human. So I don't have, we have people who work on our team. So don't get me wrong. Like, I type in Slack all day long, but actually being able to like think through a project together or talk those problems out, it's not like I can just go knock on my coworker's desk and say, hey, on my coworker's door and say, hey, I'm having a problem with this. Like, give me your thoughts. There's nobody to do that with. And a lot of people, that is a culture that they absolutely have to have in order to work at their best. So I will say, if you are the person who, like, you thrive off of people, working from home and or owning your own business is maybe not the route for you.
You might want to go check out something else a little bit different.
Yes.
I feel like that's something for me, because I'm a talk through to process it, to figure it out. So I feel that. So that also, though, as part of remote work, it's so easy now, right? Like,
yes.
But you can get on, like, even though I will say there's a next level for having a conversation, because like we're experiencing now, like, let's see where it goes. But that's where there's so many tools like Slack where you can start problem solving together. And remote work it's so doable and accessible now for people to use in their companies and really, you know, get the best out of their people.
Oh, it absolutely is. And for those of you, I guess, listeners who maybe are wondering what Slack is, it's basically like a chat room for your business, is kind of how I would describe it. So if you are a business who is emailing back and forth with the rest of your team, you need Slack.
Yeah.
It's free. There are paid versions, but you can get Slack for free. And you can set different channels on different topics. So we have a podcast channel, we have a jobs channel, we have a directory channel, we have a marketing channel, and you can allow certain people in whatever channel they need to be in. But that's where all of our work goes. And honestly, even if you're thinking, well, man, I'm a solo entrepreneur, it'd be nice to have one, you can create a Slack account and a Slack channel where you have like a mastermind situation going on, where it's you and 5 other girlfriends or friends who all need to bounce ideas off of one another. Like, get your group chat on Slack, because you totally can. It's not just limited to like a true EIN-based business.
I think too, you touched on something that's really good there, is like, you don't need an official mastermind, quote unquote, in order to start leveraging the power of other like-minded women to get that validation and feedback loop that you need to move the ball forward. Because you can literally reach out to someone and be like, hey, would you mind if I share this with you? And I love the idea of putting it on Slack, because we all know like those group chats are like, my brain just exploded from 600 notifications, right? But like, there is nothing holding you back from, like, everyone loves, like, perfect strangers will love to hear from you. And if they don't have the availability to get an accountability group or something with you, then they might know someone. And all you need is like 3 to 5 people, and it can be a game changer as far as like opening up the way you're thinking about a certain problem, or the content you're putting out, or how you want to develop your product, or finding sales channels and that sort of thing.
I firmly agree with this. And I will be the first to say, if you don't see what you need out there, create it yourself. And when I say create it yourself, that I'm not saying like, go create a mastermind and sell your spots. Like, You can do that, of course. But what I'm saying is, if you don't find the thing that you fit into, create it. Get your 3 to 5 women that, or men, what, again, whoever it is that you want to be around, and make the time. Take it seriously. Make it consistent. We did this with a couple of friends and I. We all own our own businesses. And so once a month we meet, we call it our, gosh, what do we call it? Like, oh, brandstorm. That's what it is. Brandstorm. Not a brainstorm, a brandstorm. And so we get together for an hour once a month. We get together via Zoom. And every month, one person is the focus of the month. So I might be the focus of March's meetings, and anything that I need to like IDS or ideate of any kind, of any way, we talk about it. And the other two women are absolutely going to get something from it, because chances are whatever my problem is going to be a problem for them or has been a problem for them. Like, they can relate to it and benefit it in some way. And then the next month, it's somebody else's turn, and we focus on them for the month. And so then every quarter, you end up getting your one focus group, if you will. And it has been amazing. Even if whatever, you know, the other businesses, one of them is a retail brand, like a retail brand and a tech company, we don't necessarily, like, our problems are not the same, but at the same time, they are the same, right? We're not building the same thing. But the things that you run into, whether it is team, whether it is leadership, whether it is, you know, working with other people and customer service, like, it really is all the same. It's all rooted in the same area. And so I think that there is so much power in getting that group of people together to surround yourself with people you want to be around. I'm giving really long-winded answers here today.
I love like, we're here for the long-winded answers. That's why, like, all of our episodes, our conversations, they might be 15 minutes, they might be an hour and a half. You never know. It is what you expect around here. It's how we roll. But I think what you touched on there is, like, it's the same premise of, like, it's amazing what you would accomplish when you don't care whose idea it was and who gets the credit. I think that's what you see from this cross-training when you bring women together. And I mean, if you're listening to this and you're a guy, sorry, don't feel excluded. Welcome to Cowgirls Over Coffee. But predominantly, I'm assuming that we have, you know,
we're women.
We have cowgirls here. It's so funny because we hear all the time too, like, my husband wants a Cowboys Over Coffee. And I'm like, dude, I can't right now. Like, I am tapped out.
I'm tapped out.
1,000% someone should pick that ball up and run with it. But I think it's so interesting because, like, we see that happen all the time in our strategy sessions in Cowgirls Over Coffee inside the membership is, like, even if we're not talking about you and your problem, and this can go from, like, I don't know what to make for dinner to I don't know what to make for content, or I don't know how to do my copy, you will, like, it will spark something for you that you haven't thought of on your own. And that is one of my favorite things, when someone walks away with an idea and they're like, I don't even know where that came from, but, like, here's my next step. Like, here's my next sprint.
Yes. Oh, amen to that.
I love all that. Okay. So in the interest of not going on and on for 6 days, I really hope, Jesse, that you'll come back and visit with me again. And we could have
Please.
It would be so much fun. But just as a final takeaway, because I do think that there are so many women who see what you're doing and they're just like, oh, that's so amazing and it's so good. What would be your advice, especially because I feel like a lot of the women who listen to Cowgirls Over Coffee are living that one foot in the ranch operation, one foot in whatever their dream is. What would you really say to encourage them? It could be just encouragement or a piece of tactical advice. What would you, aside from getting them out of the West, if that works for them?
Okay, this is a good question. And I always try to be, I am a definitely like a positive poly glass half full, perfect. Always. That being said, I'm going to say it's hard. It is very hard. And I think that sometimes when it comes to being aware of the fact that it's hard, makes it easier, right? Like, especially when it comes to comparison, it is so easy to look at your business that's maybe been in existence for a year and compare it to somebody's business that's been around for 10 years or 20 years or 30 years. But you all started at the same spot. And just because it's hard now, it's still going to continue to be hard also. But if they did it, you can do it. But I also don't want to downplay, like, you've got to keep going. You grow the most when you're uncomfortable. So if you want to continue to grow, you're going to have to continue to be uncomfortable. Like, it's not ever going to get easy, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So if it feels hard, you're in the right spot. You've got to keep going. You can't quit, but be aware that it's going to be hard because it's supposed to be. Like, it's not supposed to be. It's just like balance, right? It's not supposed to be this effortless, easy, breezy thing. it's supposed to be raw and real and tough. And that's how we grow. And that's how we get better. And that's how we are ultimately going to be better versions of ourselves and provide a better product or whatever it is that you're doing out there. But it has to be hard.
So
be prepared.
I love it. Like, just yes, I'm just sitting here. Yes, because we were talking about this too. Like, it's always hard. And that doesn't need to be a downer thing, because you need to think of like, stuff is good. And I think if we can wrap our mind and our expectations around what feels good, like hard feels good. Like we can have, things can be hard and so freaking good at the same time.
Exactly. Well, and too, like I say that again, not to be negative, but like if somebody out there is listening and they're in this hard season of life and then they hear me say, you know what, it's hard over here too. Like that just made it a little bit easier for them. So it's not like a negative of this is hard. It is hard for everybody. It was hard for Steve Jobs. It's hard for Beyonce. Taylor Swift is struggling out there too. Like, it's not easy for any of us, no matter what level you are at. Because if it was easy, everybody would have it. So exactly. That's why you're doing the thing that you're doing anyways.
And if it's not hard, if you're not leaning into the hard, you're probably not making any progress.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anyone here is interested in stagnation. I just
know
that if someone's like, you know what, really, I'd like to just embrace the mediocrity.
Yeah, no, it goes back to wanting to have a million irons in the fire. We all want them to be spicy hot. Like, we're not, there's no quit. We're in it to win it always.
Yes. And we probably want it to happen about 3 times faster than it
yesterday.
Possibly happen. I love it. Before we wrap this up, I want to hear from you really quickly, Jesse. Like, where can we connect with you? Where can we follow along? Because you have wonderful socials. We'd love to follow along. And
well, thank you. Okay. So on Instagram, Facebook, X, is that what we're calling it now? Threads, any of those? I'm not Xing, but if you can find me across all platforms at Mrs. J Jarv, MrsJJarv. And then I do have a website, jessejarvis.com. And then obviously Of The West is on Instagram, ofthewest.co. That's also our web address. The directory, if you just go to ofthewest.co, you'll find the directory. It's all in one place. But yeah, we're pretty easy to connect with. We're pretty active on most channels. Again, not X or Threads or TikTok. I am not on TikTok. Other than that, though, you can find us anywhere.
I can't figure out the TikTok either. I want to, but I'm not that invested.
No, you know, I've only got so much time in the day, and that's just one I've decided it's not my thing. Maybe I'll regret it someday, but I don't think that when I look back on my life when I'm 80, hopefully I make it that long, I don't think I'm going to say, man, I wish I was active on TikTok.
I wish I had just been a little more active on TikTok. If that's the one thing that you regret in your life, like that actually might be like that goal.
I'm probably doing pretty good then.
You're like, you know what? That's the only thing I missed out on. Awesome. And we'll link all that in the show notes too. So if you want to connect there, if you can't remember, don't stress. Don't drive off the road trying to write anything down or run into anything, because if you're out there in the feed truck, not that I've ever
done. Ever.
I'm not speaking for personal experience or anything. Awesome. Also, if you want, screenshot this episode. If you have any thoughts or we brought up any takeaways for you and you are like, oh my gosh, I need to add to this conversation. Well, please do. Just tag us at Cowgirls Over Coffee, put it in your stories, and then we'll share that as well. And again, thanks, Jesse. It was so good to visit with you for a little bit today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for spending part of your day with me. If you had any aha moments or some questions came up, please hit us up in your Instagram stories. Just take a screenshot, share that, tag us at Cowgirls Over Coffee, and let's keep this conversation going. Otherwise, we'll see you back here next week. And just thank you again. Go out and make it the best week ever.